In Washington, a controversial lobbyist, believed to be at the heart of a spreading political influence scandal, is pleading guilty to several charges against him. The man's name is Jack Abramoff. He faces charges of fraud, conspiracy, and income tax evasion. Pleading guilty may bring him a lighter sentence. In exchange for that, he's expected to testify about his former associates, and that could include some very important people in Washington. Joining us is NPR Justice Department reporter Ari Shapiro. Ari, this is Jack Abramoff. We've been hearing a lot about him for more than a year now, the lobbyist representing Indian tribes with casino interests. He's been paid tens of millions of dollars by them.
Yeah, and while not all of the activities under investigation involve the Indian tribes, that's the story that first got the media's attention and that started the hearings before the Senate Indian Affairs Committee back in 2004 that led to all of this.
Okay, so what is he pleading guilty to? What is he charged with today?
Well, there's three counts against him in Washington, and we believe he's now pleading guilty to all three of them. Those counts are fraud, conspiracy, and income tax evasion. Most of the activities described in the document that the Justice Department handed down this morning, those activities involve money that he took from Indian tribes and also efforts that he made to win favors from lawmakers and other government officials.
So he was, he was making campaign contributions to many people. There are also charges in Florida, aside from these Washington charges.
Right. Those came down in an indictment in August. And those charges were in connection with a casino cruise ship line that he bought. That trial was scheduled to begin next Monday, but now he's going to plead guilty to some of those counts as well. He's going to appear in a Miami courtroom tomorrow to make that guilty plea on charges of fraud and conspiracy.
So he's pleading guilty to multiple kinds of things. What does he get for giving up his right to trial and testifying against other people?
Well, he gets a shorter prison sentence. He'll be able to serve the two prison terms for the Miami offenses and the Washington offenses concurrently. He's a father of five children, so the idea of a long prison sentence probably did not appeal to him very much. And because a couple of his associates had already pleaded guilty, the prospect of them testifying against him probably made his chances of getting out with a not guilty plea pretty slim.
Okay, so that's the kind of the standards of the deal that have been reached so far. Guilty pleas in Florida and Washington. But it's Washington where there's quite a lot of interest in this because this guilty plea has got to be making people there nervous.
That's right. Abramoff did a lot of work with many members of Congress. He, the Indian tribes, Abramoff's associates, others that Abramoff worked with, all had these connections throughout Washington that Abramoff was at the center of. Some of those members of Congress may be targets in this investigation, but regardless, all of those who were connected with him in business dealings of one sort or another have got to be nervous now that he said he's going to be helping the government.
Who are the individuals that are being talked about here?
Well, some of the names floated so far include former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, who's been separately indicted in an independent matter in Texas. He once called Abramoff one of his closest friends. Also, there's Bob Ney, a Republican from Ohio and chairman of the House Administration Committee. On the Senate side, Abramoff gave to members of both parties. The biggest recipient was Conrad Burns of Montana, who's a Republican. He chairs the Interior Subcommittee on the Appropriations Committee. And then one of the bigger Democratic recipients, indirectly from Abramoff clients, was Byron Dorgan of North Dakota. Both of those senators and a number of others who discovered Abramoff money in their coffers have either sent the money back to the donor or they've given it to charities.
Okay, the pleas are in. Presumably an investigation continues. What happens next?
Potentially more indictments. Now that Abramoff is helping the government, anyone who has done business with him has got to be nervous that the paper trail could lead back to them. And if they've done anything wrong, prosecutors at the Justice Department are likely pursuing it.
I suspect this story is going to keep you busy for another couple of weeks, maybe years.
Perhaps.
NPR's Ari Shapiro. Thank you, Ari.
Thanks, Alex.